Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
Yep, and we also have freeenterprise.com, excellent sister publication to the Chamber.
Well, check that out. All the good things they do there for businesses, including small businesses. That's Giovanni's beat. He's the one. He makes sure that in the halls of the U.S. Chamber, the small business is well represented, and that's the reason why he's one of our heroes around here. Giovanni, a couple of things on banking. Give us a quick report on Ex-Im Bank now. Fred Hochberg, president of Ex-Im Bank, is an old friend of ours, going back to the Carter days. He's been on my show since the 90s, and I believe that even though I know a lot of big companies benefit from the Ex-Im Bank, I do believe that it's been great for small business.
Absolutely.
There's no question that when small businesses combine the services of the Department of Commerce, their commercial services, and Ex-Im Bank, it really gives them a leg up on exporting. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. When you're small businesses or even big businesses, and people don't realize this, you're competing against other countries that have these support organizations or financial support organizations that facilitate transactions or facilitate their customers purchasing their products. And ours is called the Ex-Im Bank, and it's a government-run organization. Doesn't cost the taxpayer one dime, and it allows customers of small businesses to finance the purchase of their products and services through this international bank or this financing organization. And this is well needed. Banks will not pick up the slack. Banks are risk adverse, and especially under Dodd-Frank, they're not going to extend risk to small businesses doing international trade.
And I want to get to Dodd-Frank in a second, but the point there, folks, is that that Ex-Im Bank will finance your raw materials to fulfill a contract. They'll finance your receivables, and they'll loan money to the customer on the other side to pay you.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful, it's something that works within the government.
And it's in danger of not being renewed, though, Ex-Im Bank, right?
Well, that worries me. In order to kill it, Congress has to do nothing, and they do nothing best.
They're good at that.
They need to reauthorize.
So it expires. It's going to expire without being reauthorized.
Well, it will expire unless it's reauthorized.
When?
The end of May. I believe it's May
20th. What is the sentiment up there in the new GOP-run Congress?
Well, it would pass. It would pass with a bipartisan vote. Unfortunately, there is a contingent of conservatives that. Free market conservatives that feel that this is something that they do not want to see reauthorized, regardless of the fact
they consider
that
it to be big government.
Well, there is not a free market when you have, you know, if it was a perfect world, they'd be right, except for the fact that you have 22 other countries that you're competing against that have these particular
have the
facilities.
Same things. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So what handicap it? What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to pass. I don't think it's going to pass with a. I think it's going to destroy some relationships within the party to some degree. But I think it's one thing that has to be done.
We had
1,000 small businesses come to town 2 weeks ago in support of this business. And understand this. This company from Sweetwater, Texas, hires 5% of everyone in Sweetwater, had $30 million worth of Ex-Im Bank loans that facilitated export of their product. There are small businesses in the town of Sweetwater that require these people working at that plant. Right. You have hairdressers, you have restaurants.
Right. But let me say this. You mentioned it a minute ago. And folks, on the other side, on the commercial side, you've got the government through Dodd-Frank is causing the local lenders to not want to loan these exporters money because of the problems they've got with regulations.
Exactly right. Exactly.
So
right.
We're getting squeezed on both sides, as often happens for small businesses. And
yep.
This is the reason why I bring you reports like this from Giovanni Cortolo, folks, so you know what's going on. Hey, Giovanni, good job today. Good job as always. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com. Check it out, and freeenterprise.com. Check all that out. Giovanni, folks, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.